Welcome to the Pure Sex Radio Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We exist to encourage and equip our listeners in the battle for biblical sexual purity. Your host is author and speaker, Jonathan Doherty, director of Be Broken Ministries.
Well, folks, welcome to this week's broadcast of the Pure Sex Radio program. You know, a couple weeks ago on the program, we talked about getting practical about your internet use and protecting yourself online from internet pornography. Well, you know what? I want to take that same practicality, and I want us today to apply it to your television. And see, this may be hitting a little closer to home, because maybe you don't have a significant struggle with out-and-out internet pornography. But hey, the television draws us in ways that can also be destructive and dangerous. So today what I want to do is help you manage your TV time so that it doesn't prove to be a temptation or a distraction from what's really truly important in life. Again, this is real life radio for your real life struggles. Well, let's ask this question. What's going on in prime time? You know, television has been around for really only about 50 years, but its impact on our culture has been staggering. Here are some statistics that I ran across this week. The average American watches more than 4 hours of television each day. That represents 2 months of nonstop TV watching per year. Two months of our year is spent looking at the television. 99% of households own at least one television. And children spend over 1,600 minutes per week watching television, as opposed to only 3.5 minutes a week in meaningful conversation with their parents. Wow, that is amazing. That is over 26 hours per week watching television. 3.5 minutes talking with mom and dad. And children are going to view over 8,000 murders on TV by the time they finish elementary school, and they're going to see over 200,000 violent acts by the time they're 18 years old. Now, in an Oklahoma State University study of 450 sixth graders, they found that 66% watched at least one program a month that contained nudity or heavy sexual content. That's sixth graders, folks. The average American adolescent is going to view nearly 14,000 sexual references per year on television. And listen to this, 75% of primetime network shows include sexual content. The influence of television is not just on our kids. The findings in these statistics are virtually identical for adults. And so basically, folks, let's get honest. A lot of us are not managing the television. The TV is managing us. Well, I did some of my own research on the three major networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS. And here's some of the interesting findings that I came across. And this is totally unscientific, but I just did kind of my own little poll, my own little survey, and looked around and found some interesting things out. One of the things that I found out was that primetime shows during the week included the following: Boston Legal, Criminal Minds, Invasion, Night Stalker, CSI, Desperate Housewives, and Law and Order. The vast majority of these primetime shows and others like them included heavy sexual or violent content. The worst, yet the most popular show of them all, Desperate Housewives, airs on Sunday night of all days, a day for rest and worship, and yet we're watching Desperate Housewives. Now, this simple unscientific study also only focuses on programs aired on the major networks, not cable channels, which broadcast many more sexual and violent programs. So let's get practical here. What are some things that can be done to better manage the television time and content in our homes? I want to give you four things that you can do that are going to help manage your TV time. Number one is lock out channels. Most cable and satellite television providers allow parental controls. And so just use these controls to block access to certain channels like MTV, VH1, the entertainment channels, and many, many others that you can just completely block out. And also, parents, don't just do this for your kids. Husbands and wives, we need to block channels for each other. Tell your husband, tell your wife, you know what, this channel is tempting to me. This channel I don't want to have on here. Will you block it and you hold the code to unblock it? So this is not just for kids. We can protect one another in our marriages from inappropriate content on the TV, and from things that can distract us from our family. Number two, have a pre-planned strategy for television watching. Like we said a couple weeks ago, you want to approach your TV time just like you would a business relationship. So plan your time on the television from start to finish, and then allow others to hold you accountable to your plan. Maybe certain days of the week, certain times, certain programs are the only things you're going to be allow yourself to watch, and then stick to that plan. Number three, have an escape plan for temptation. When locking out channels, when that doesn't work and you find yourself with the television on and a temptation in front of you, have a plan for escape. Some very simple things you can do. Immediately turn off the TV. Leave the room. Call a friend. Again, do anything you can to flee the temptation. And finally, number four, have a TV termination policy. If you cross these lines of having a plan or try to get around the block channels and you become incapable of managing your TV viewing, there needs to be a termination policy in place. This means if you break your plan too many times, you've proven that you can't handle the TV. So it needs to be removed from your life for a period of time or maybe indefinitely. My wife and I went for 4 years without TV, and you know what? We didn't die. In fact, it was some of the best times of our lives. And only since we've gotten a TV back have we gotten some plans and some strategies in place. But you're not going to die if you don't have a television. So there are some practical things that you can do. Again, the point here is, who is managing who? Are you managing your TV time, or is the TV managing you? You can do it. You can manage your TV time. And if it gets to be too much, toss the TV out. Well, it's time for this week's Real Answer to Real Question. One of the most common questions that we get is, you know, how can I know if I'm a sex addict? You know, how can I be sure? So I want to just tell you, just kind of go over some basics in terms of how you can determine if you have a sexual addiction. Sexual addiction is really the compulsive attempt to meet legitimate emotional needs through some means of sexual activity. And a sex addict has repeatedly tried to stop the behavior, but is unable to do so. Sex addicts usually display some or all of the following characteristics. They may display age-inappropriate behavior, overly intense reactions to minimal stressors, the symptoms are frequent, there's a high level of social disruption, lots of inner suffering and pain, the behaviors are persistent, and maybe even physical damage to themselves or others. And I'm going to list for you seven of the most common characteristics of sexual addiction. Number one, sex addicts act out in isolation. Whether viewing pornography or soliciting prostitutes, sexually addictive behavior is conducted outside the realm of familiar relationships, such as your spouse, your children, your friends, etc. So again, sex addicts act out in isolation. They're disconnected. Number two, sexual addiction is devoid of emotional connection. See, the purpose of the behavior is most often a form of escaping emotional pain or discomfort rather than an attempt to foster such a connection. So there's typically no emotional connection in the behaviors. Number three, sex addicts are deceptive with their behaviors. Lying, manipulating, even threatening loved ones is common for sex addicts in order to perpetuate the addiction. Number four, sexual addiction is compulsive. This means that the addict has attempted to quit many times, but really is unable to sustain sobriety. In other words, the behaviors control the person rather than the person controlling the behaviors. Number five, another common characteristic of sexual addiction is that sex addicts struggle with self-hatred, despair, and loneliness. The spiral of shame, that belief that I'm defective or that I'm unworthy of love, perpetuates the addictive behavior and solidifies core beliefs that the addict is unworthy of love, unworthy of care, unworthy of recovery. So sex addicts struggle a lot with really self-hatred, desperate feelings, and loneliness. Number six, sexual addiction is progressive in nature. Acting out behaviors cannot remain at the same level. What might have produced a high yesterday will no longer do so today. Therefore, the addiction progresses. For example, you know, pornography may lead to anonymous sex, which then leads to prostitution, which then may lead to more criminal activity. So it's always progressive. You know, it always moves beyond. It's the law of diminishing returns. What might have produced a high today, I need more of it tomorrow in order to get that same high. And finally, number seven, sex addicts often struggle with significant underlying fear and anger issues. Because of the various emotional wounds the addict suffered as a child, tremendous fear and anger have been nurtured over years, even decades. And often sex addicts are unaware of the reason for their fear and anger, but it drives them back to the familiar coping mechanism of their addiction. Fear and anger are very, very common underlying factors in sexual addiction. Now, if you or someone that you love demonstrates any of these seven characteristics in his or her daily life, then please contact us for help, and we're going to give you our contact information in a few minutes. Well, listeners, do you have a real question that you would like answered on the air? If so, please email us at answermeatpuresexradio.com or call 1-800-49-PURITY. Well, folks, thanks so much for listening to us today. We were glad to have you with us. We hope that today's broadcast was helpful in helping you give us some practical ideas on controlling your television time. We cannot do these broadcasts without you, without your prayer and financial support. If you would like to write to us, you may do so at Pure Sex Radio, 8930 Four Winds Drive, Suite 203, in San Antonio, Texas, 78239. Or you can call us on our toll-free number, which is 1-800-49-PURITY. Again, that's 1-800-497-8748. Or hop online and visit us on the web at www.puresexradio.com. That's all one word, .com. The website is a great place for downloading archived broadcasts that we've done in the past, or you can order a broadcast on CD, and it only costs $7, and that includes shipping and handling. Well, thanks again for being here, and we will see you back here next week. Did you know that nearly 250,000 people have been impacted by Be Broken Ministries just this year? Through radio, internet, and print media, we are reaching out to individuals and families affected by pornography and sexual addiction. We are truly thankful for these opportunities God has given us to provide hope and healing. But we cannot meet the vast needs before us without your help. We'd like to ask you just two simple questions when you think of our ministry. First, would you pray for us? We face significant spiritual battle in the fight for sexual purity, and we need your prayers. Secondly, would you consider giving a generous year-end donation to our ministry? Imagine being the reason that a marriage is restored or a life is changed. To offer your prayer or financial gift, please call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit us online at www.bebroken.com.